Thank you for holding. Is this Antonio?
It is.
Hi, Antonio. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. I'm the one who sent you the email. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing well. We've been trying to get a hold of you, Doug and myself, for the last couple of days. I know that you kind of spoke with him briefly, and you needed to get some information from us. Did you have any questions in regards to our services or what we'll be able to do for your business?
Yeah, actually, that's one of the things that I wanted to ask you guys, because I was just looking at your client success stories.
Uh-huh.
And I don't see any landscapers on there. So how would you guys, how does the gear switch when it comes to us?
Well, actually, we have tons of landscapers. We've been in business since 2004. So we have over 10,000 active clients and thousands, actually, in the landscaping industry across the U.S. I think about 1,000 of them are landscapers specifically.
Do you have any here in Albuquerque?
No. That would be a conflict of interest. So the guys that are up there now in Albuquerque would be working with a different Google partner. Each one of us is only supposed to work with one guy per industry per area. So that way we don't have two people within the same company and same area. It's kind of a conflict of interest if I'm telling him I'm gonna get you as many clients as I can and telling them the same thing, you know? They try to have their guy outrank our guy. So if you're on our team, they're going to be trying to basically have their guy get a majority of the calls of ours by just following Google's algorithm and doing the updates and keeping the quality scores as high as possible and updating it as frequently as possible.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm. That was a good question, though.
Now, well, that was one of the questions that I had, because I see, you know, Coach Aaliyah's Outdoor, Newport Florist, and Lucky Heavens Limousine, and so on and so forth, but I didn't see any landscape contractors, so that was one of the questions that I had. So so how do you guys go about getting me leads? I'm a little confused. How does that work?
Yeah, so when you do a search on Google, if you type in, like, tree service, there's a map that pops up, and then there's only three guys that will show up under that map. That's called Google Places. That's where we place you. So, you know, 90% of searches that are done on Google actually start and stop in this section right here on the first page. You know, that's where a majority of the traffic happens. So basically all the customers have to do is Google a service you provide on their mobile device or their PC. You know, they see you as a top recommended option. If they're on a mobile device, they just got to click on your name, and you're getting a live lead from somebody who is geographically in the area that you're targeting and typed in a service you provide and then clicked on you and called you. So that's a live lead. And it's about as high quality as a lead you can get when they're live like that.
One of the things that I was experiencing with my advertising campaign with other people was I would get calls to go install a tree.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to waste my time loading everything up just to go install the tree and make maybe $200 off of that. You know what I mean?
Right.
What we kind of specialize is in complete backyard landscapes. We come in when you just bought your house, and we get in there and we knock it out. That's kind of what our specialty is. We don't deal with just come and fix this or come and do maintenance or come and move this tree from one side or go and add a little drips. We don't deal with the small stuff, you know?
Yeah, backyard remodeling, custom hardscaping, those kind of things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we do like outdoor kitchens, outdoor living spaces, we do concrete, stamp colored or stained, we do gravel in every color there is, we do drip systems, we do complete irrigation systems, sod, artificial turf, water features, pergolas, gazebos, retaining walls, CMU walls, I could go on and on and on, but like I said, what I like to do is target people that can specifically target the customer that I'm looking for or the client, you know?
Right.
So if you guys could help me in that way, I'm down for that.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, that's exactly what our service does. So we get you 15 different keyword terms or phrases that you could be listed for on the first page of Google at a time. So like backyard remodeling or custom landscape design or irrigation installation, those are all keywords, right? So everything you just listed off are keywords. Those phrases have to be typed in by the potential prospect in order to actually get your information in the first place. And what that does is it makes sure that your calls, when you're receiving them, are qualified. They would have had to have looked up those services rather than somebody who's just looking up like lawn mowing, for example. You know, obviously lawn mowing is not a keyword we're going to use. So if they Google lawn mowing, they're not going to see you for that, and you don't want those calls anyway. So you won't end up getting those calls. So it's a customized targeted marketing strategy. We target the geographic area, and then we target the specific keyword terms or services. That way we're not wasting your time or the end user's time.
Got you. So when you guys do this marketing, is it by zip code, or is it within the New Mexico state? Or
well, they send you a PIN in the mail. It's called a PIN verification letter, and then you get about a 50-mile radius that you could target. So you could target up to about 50 miles with this one package that I was offering you through the email. If you wanted to show up, you know, throughout the whole state, I mean, if money's no object to you, realistically, I could have you showing anywhere. There's large companies like HomeAdvisor and Angie's that are like lead gens who like resell our leads, and they put themselves all over the U.S. They have a $5 million a month campaign.
Gotcha.
You know?
Well, so I work with Angie's leads and HomeAdvisor.
Oh, wow. Yeah, so the difference in doing this yourself, Antonio, would be that the customers would be able to call you directly. With HomeAdvisor and Angie's, like, they'll pay for their ad. When they get a lead in your area, maybe it costs them $10 to get the lead. They'll sell it to you for $100, but they'll sell it to three or four other guys for $100 also. They take their $400 or $500. They run. Only one of you gets the job.
Yeah,
they're charging
sure.
all of you. Right? So there's times where you're paying for the lead where they get, we don't charge per lead. You pay for the placement. So the clients that come with it, you're not getting docked extra just because we feel, hey, you made a bunch of money on that job. You're strictly just paying for your listing on the first page of Google. Does that make sense?
Gotcha. Yeah.
Yeah. So we don't interact with your clients. We actually just have them call you direct.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, what about the packages that you have?
Yeah, so the one that covers...
Where do I go to look up at the packages that you have on the...
On the
on
email?
Your website, because I'm here on your homepage, yeah. I'm here on your homepage now.
Oh, okay. Let me just do this, so it'll make it faster. Are you on a mobile device, or are you on your computer?
Computer.
Okay, let me... I don't know if there's a direct link to the pricing. Well, there's not a direct link to the pricing through that page. Because pricing is different for each demographic. So do you get texting on this number? I know it was in the email I sent you, but I could also text it over to you if you can't pull up the email right now.
Yeah, no, I had pulled it up earlier, but I don't remember how I got there. But now that I'm on your homepage, I guess I got to do it differently.
Yeah, well, I could, I just texted you the link to the pricing page too, so that's a little bit quicker. Cause there's not like a button on our homepage that goes straight to pricing. It just goes over our services and then it tells you to contact us. And your website's down, I can help you with that too.
What do you mean by my website's down? Help me out with that.
Yeah, if you type in oaktreelandscape.com, it just says that the URL is parked for free, courtesy of godaddy.com, but it's available for sale. So it says, like, you can get this domain. It's basically telling me I could buy it right now. And then
interesting, because they're supposed to be working on my website.
They're supposed to be doing what? Working on it?
They're supposed to be updating and optimizing it and all that, so...
Huh.
I need to call somebody as soon as I get off the phone.
Yeah, if you're on a computer, you could just look at it. It's oaktreelandscape.com. I'm pretty sure you'll see what I'm seeing here.
Yeah, no, I'll definitely check it out.
Well, GoDaddy sites, I mean...
Hang on a second.
Oh, sorry, go ahead.
So you have this $299
essential,
and then you have the Pro, which is $399, which is obviously $400 a month.
Mm-hmm.
And then you still charge $299 to set this up?
Well, this is what I was thinking that we would do, especially since you're already saying that you're using HomeAdvisor right now. I want to be able to get your foot in the door and show you what we can do. So my plan was to put you on the Platinum package for the $299 pricing structure already. So that way you're getting all the bells and whistles. That one has the optimized landing page too, so we'd be able to take care of your site. Also, That way you have everything under one roof rather than like 100 different bills and 100 different people to call. And then also, you know, now that you're mentioning it, I would put in a request to have the setup fee reduced down to just a one-time payment of $99. So the initial investment would be $398, but you're getting platinum package service. And then each month after that, it would go back down to $299 for platinum package, and it would stay there. So as long as you're with us, you'll get that pricing structure. And I'm confident with that package, you'll blow out of the water whatever you're producing with HomeAdvisor and Angie.
I mean, if you guys could prove that, I will not only that, but maybe upgrade to, like, you know, the best package that you have.
Well, that's what I'm giving you. I'm giving you the best package. But for the discounted rate. Right. That's why I'm confident it'll blow out of the water, Angie. If we're just putting you on Google Places, you know, that's the guys under the map, right? But when you go to Platinum, this one's got Google, Bing, and a Google ad. So you'd be one of the ads at the top of the screen where it says AD. Yeah, so now you're showing up on the first page of Google twice. So it's almost like double the exposure, right? And then you also would have like our popular directory submission, which is like Yelp, Yellow Pages, Thumbtack, Merchant Circle. I mean, we won't duplicate anything you have, but we'll basically go online and complete your online business profile so that way you're not lacking anything. I mean, if they're searching on the other platforms, you'll still be an option there too. So you're going from having all your eggs in Angie and HomeAdvisor to now you have two spots on Google, a Bing listing, Amazon Alexa voice search listings, and then all those directory submissions.
Okay. Now, is this based on a month-to-month, or is this a contract, or how does that
work?
Yeah,
so in the email, I already offered you a month-to-month, so that stands. You're month-to-month, no long-term contract. So, you know, if you're unhappy with the service, you can discontinue it at any time. We want the guys that are up there coming back at their own will each month. But the only way that's going to happen is if we're getting in there, kind of walking you through it and making sure that you're landing those jobs. I mean, being on the first page of Google is great and all, but at the end of the day, you know, you need to make money in order for us to make money.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's give it a shot, bud, see what happens.
Yeah, you're going to love this, I'm telling you. I was telling Doug, I'm like, if this guy's blowing his money on leads with HomeAdvisor, go save him. Okay, so I'm going to create your Google My Business profile. I know you kind of have pieces of it up here, but I just want to verify the information. So I know it's Antonio Morales. Is your business still, I need a street address. I can't send the PIN verification to the PO box number that you have on file here.
Sure, no, it's a 10539.
10539.
Vista, V-I-S-T-A.
Okay.
Bella, B-E-L-L-A.
Okay.
Place, Northwest. And that's in Albuquerque, New Mexico, 87114.
Okay, perfect.
Correct.
Okay. And then do you own that domain with GoDaddy, or you're not sure yet?
No, I own it, so I don't know why that's
It's okay. It might need go ahead. I think there's a delay.
No, that's okay. If I call these guys and I'm upset with what they have to tell me as to why this isn't pulling up, then what would you guys charge me to get me up and running again?
No, I'm not charging you anything extra for a site. That's included. So if they tell you something, we're a Google partner, so I can get you a Google domain, you know, maybe like oaktreelandscapenm.com. You know, if that one's not available anymore, or they don't release it, or something happens. But I sent you my direct number.
Go ahead.
Oh, sorry. I sent you my direct number and extension, and that's also at the bottom of the emails that we send you. And, you know, every text that you get from us, too, should have it in there as well. Keep me updated. If they tell you that, you know, they want to charge you extra for content development or a hosting fee, you know, that's included in your package. We're not charging you anything extra for it. So, you know, if you own the URL, you just got to allow us to log into it, and then we'll upload all the content and provide hosting for you. You don't have to worry about that part. You just want to make sure you own that domain name.
Gotcha. Well, like okay. I said, as soon as I'm done with you guys, I'm going to call them and see what's up. And if I'm not happy, then I will call you right back.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, just keep me updated. And then also there's going to be a client interview. The client interviews are where we go in and we'll interview you on the business. So we'll go over like your keywords, the services that you want to cover, you know, and just customize the campaign. That way your leads are qualified. And then if we need to dive into that website, we'll do it at that time. I believe I have one slot left for today if you wanted to knock it out today. What's your schedule look like for the rest of today?
I could probably commit to this later on today, say around 2 or 2.30.
2 or 2.30, let me see. Okay, hold on. I have a 3 and 4, I believe. Let me just...
I could do 3.
You could do 3 and 4? Okay, let me just confirm this, though. That'd be 3 to 4 Mountain Time. Okay.
Yeah, because we're at 11:21 right now.
Yeah, we're in California, so it's 10:21 here.
Gotcha.
Okay, so let me update this. Chinafornia is what it's looking like these days. Okay.
How's the weather out there?
Oh, it's beautiful. The weather's always good. It's the people. That's the problem. If you keep to yourself, you stay in your lane. Yeah. My brother, actually, he's from here, but he's a veteran, and he actually lives in New Mexico. He likes having the space. And in California, everybody's, like, on top of each other out there. He's got a couple acres and no neighbors for a while. Yeah. So.
Yeah, believe it or not, I do a lot of work for people that come in from California, because they come in and they buy 2 or 3 houses.
Yep.
They landscape all of them and then they turn around and sell them.
Yep. Yeah. He flipped a couple of them actually. So he got out. He had a good amount of money. He was there for 7 years, and then he bought like 3 of them, sold 2 of them. Okay, so that client interview time is good. I'm gonna send you a calendar invitation to your Gmail or your email, if you have Gmail. What's your business email address?
It's oaktreelandscape@yahoo.com.
oaktreelandscape@yahoo.com. Okay, and then I'll also send you a text like 1 hour prior to the appointment. I still want to confirm if that's a good time for you, but as of right now, it's locked in between 3 and 4 Mountain Time.
Okay.
Okay. And yes, then... what are your hours of operation for the business?
7:30 to 4:30, weekends off.
Monday through Friday, closed Saturday and Sunday. Okay, and do you offer financing for larger jobs?
No, I did that a while back, and I'm still dealing with quotes and all that right now.
Okay, gotcha. I'll make sure we have that. I know how that goes. Some people just change their mind mid-job. I've been through that a couple of times. It's just kind of why I advise them to do that, though. I tell my guys, get at least half the money up front. And they can't back out. Yeah, you know?
Yep, that's kind of how we work, is on half down and half when the job's completed.
Yep, yeah, it's the best way to go. Have them pay for all the supplies and stuff, so that way it's not biting you in the butt. All right, so I have the business profile created. The PIN verification, they said it's going to take about 5 to 7 days to receive, so it's Friday. You probably won't get that until like Thursday or Friday next week, okay, just to give you a realistic expectation. So you probably won't see any kind of ROI or see yourself on the first page until we get that PIN. So probably about 7 to 10 days just to be safe, okay?
Okay, no problem.
All right, I just want to make sure we're transparent on that. I don't want you, you know, a couple days from now, what the heck are you doing, John? Okay. All right. So I have the account set up here. The client interview is confirmed, and then I've adjusted your billing and future invoices to reflect the $299 pricing structure moving forward. For the initial investment of the $398, did you want to secure the listing using like a Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American Express?
A Visa.
Okay. And I know it's Antonio Morales. Is there any middle initial on the card?
A.
A? As in like Apple?
As in Apple.
Okay. Gotcha. And then is the billing address the same as the business street address we're sending your PIN verification letter to?
It is.
Okay. I forgot to ask you, if that's a residential address, you can actually have it hidden. Did you want me to hide your street address on Google?
Please.
Okay. I gotcha. So it'll just say Albuquerque, New Mexico, 87114. It just won't have the street address, and I deactivate the turn-by-turn directions for you.
Perfect.
All right. And then on the front of that card, there are 16 digits. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you.
4554.
4554.
8900.
8900.
0029.
0029.
2363.
Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
5/24.
5/24, and then there's a small three-digit code on the back.
827.
827, okay. And then before I can legally authorize any kind of transaction with, I'm sorry, it deleted it. You said 327?
827.
827. Sorry about that. And it says, before I can legally authorize any transaction with Oak Tree Landscape, I do have to walk you through a voice verification recording, which is an added form of protection for you that we'll send to you in writing with your invoice receipt. Now, as I'm walking you through this, if there's anything that I say that you don't understand or you don't agree with, just feel free to stop me, and I could always, like, rephrase it for you, okay?
Gotcha.
All right. I'm going to sound a little louder. Okay. So it says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company, Local Splash, and is also an added form of protection for you, the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state the name of your business?
Oak Tree Landscape LLC.
Thank you. And do you want to have the business displayed as an LLC on Google, or do you just want it to say Oak Tree Landscape?
LLC.
Okay, let me make sure to add that. That's why we do this. And then it says, can you please state your name and title within the business?
Antonio Morales, owner of Oak Tree Landscape.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of Oak Tree Landscape LLC today?
Yes.
Okay. And, you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it says, to get results as fast as possible, Antonio, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers?
Yes.
Okay, and in hiring our company, Local Splash, as your Google Certified Marketing Representative, do you agree to let us know about any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement with us?
Yes.
Okay, so you don't have to cancel HomeAdvisor or Angie. Like, we know what you're already doing. It's just saying after today, touch base with me. If you're not sure if it's something we're already providing for you, you know, we don't want you to, like, duplicate anything or pay for something that you already have, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Gotcha.
Update. Okay, and then it says, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It is January 14th of 2022. It's going to be in the discounted amount of $398. However, that's going to be for our Platinum package, and I have reduced your setup fee down to just a one-time payment of $99. When the term is completed, the agreement is set to automatically renew each month on the 14th day, but it'll remain in a discounted pricing structure of $299 indefinitely, or for as long as you're with us. It states that you may discontinue or cancel your agreement with us at any time by contacting client support because you are not binded to a contract. This is a month-to-month agreement. It says if you are going to discontinue or cancel your agreement, we ask that you contact us 3 days before the next billing is due. Okay, it says there's no cancellation fee or penalty or anything like that. We just want to be able to stop the billing cycle if you are going to discontinue. And then it asks if you agree to the renewal and cancellation terms. Okay, so let me go ahead and process. Now, once your first month's payment clears, you're going to get a welcome text message. It'll say, Antonio, thank you for choosing Local Splash. You'll also get this sent over to you via email with your invoice receipt. Doing Google Ads and marketing with our company, Local Splash, is considered a business expense, so you will be able to write off these invoices. You're going to want to keep that as a tax write-off for you. Okay, so let me know when you receive that text message. It's going to have a link to your subscription terms. So this is not a contract, but you do have to sign off on it to authorize the agreement.
So am I just waiting for your text?
Yeah, you should get a text message. I'm trying to hang on the line, make sure you get that, because it's going to have the outline. So, I mean, you should have the welcome one already, and like my contact info and the pricing page, but there's another one. Do you have the one that says Antonio? Thank you for choosing. Yeah, the welcome one comes first, and then the thank you for choosing Local Splash comes after. I can't hear you. You're very cut off.
Yeah, no, I got it.
Okay, so there's a link in there. If you click on that link, you'll have a full outline of the agreement in writing. So it's going to have all the products and features in the Platinum package. It's going to have the discounted pricing structure and the future billing pricing structure. So it's going to be $398 the first one, and $299 each one after that. There's a couple of boxes there. One, if you don't want us sending you text messages, you'll check that box. If you're okay with me texting you moving forward, leave it unchecked. If you're like, hey, I prefer emails, I don't want to get texts, then you know, obviously check it. But I like to communicate via text, especially if you guys are on a job. I don't want to be blowing you up with calls or emails.
Gotcha.
And obviously, I'll be your account lead, so I will be back here with you as we go. But there's another box to certify that you're the cardholder and all the billing information that you provided is accurate and yours. It's not somebody pretending to be you or something like that. And then the... Sure. The bottom is just you type out your first and last name. It's like an e-signature. And then once you hit confirm signature, it'll take you to the username and password page. At the end of your client interview today, they're going to send you an email with the login credentials, and there's like a 7-minute YouTube video that'll show you how to use it. So it's pretty easy, but if you have questions, comments, or concerns along the way, you have my direct number and extension, and there's a 24/7 customer service available to you. So feel free to call in at any time. We're basically going to be walking you through it until you're comfortable.
Okay.
All right.
Well, I've already entered the signature name, and I've already tried to confirm signature, but it's not allowing me to.
Is there a middle initial in there? The name will appear, like, just above the box.
Oh, it has to be the third initial?
Yeah, it has to match the billing information.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay, now I'm on the login.
Okay, yeah, so that's the login page. In the email that they send you later, it'll have another link to that login page. You could start or save it on your computer or your mobile device. Yeah, like I said, they're going to send you the login info, and then there's a YouTube video that shows you how to use it. But if you ever have questions, comments, concerns along the way, or want to be walked through it, like I said, I'm here for you, and there's a 24/7 customer service, so feel free to call in. I always like to check on you guys, too, and make sure everything's going accordingly and that you guys are happy.
Gotcha. Okay, so I guess we're good then?
Yep, we're good to go until our client interview this afternoon. I got that set up between 3 and 4. That will be with a separate technician, okay. But if you don't like them or, you know, you need me to go down there and straighten them out, just let me know.
I'll send you the brass knuckles.
I try to be as nice to a boss as possible, but when I'm angry, I'm angry, man. I let them know it.
Well, Dan, I think you did a great job, bud. I do appreciate your help, and hopefully that this pans out so that we can continue doing business in the future.
Oh, I have zero doubt. That's why we followed up with you so much. I didn't mean to cut you off, but that's why I followed up with you so much. I had a feeling that this will work out as a long-term business relationship, especially compared to what you're already using. I think you're going to be really, really easy to make happy.
Okay. Well, I appreciate that, bud. Be safe. All right. Take care, and I'll talk to you later this afternoon.
Sounds good. Enjoy your day. I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.